share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The flash flood that hit several parts of Klang Valley last month had everyone shocked, and many have offered to help in any way they could. This morning, the 20th of January, Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri claimed that a few members of the parliament from the opposition party were missing in action during the flood last month. He also assured me that he was on the ground to assist with the flood situation. If you're saying you couldn't see my face, I was already out there on the field to help since the first night itself, he added. He then continued by saying, but I'm not sure about the other MPs. Maybe I didn't see them working at night. He also said that he had visited the flood victims who were placed in the Temporary Evacuation Center, PPS, in Telok Gong, Klang, as well as the one in Johan Sesha. In the meantime, Sabri also revealed that the agencies of rescuers also had a tough time during the evacuation process despite the rescue teams having been deployed earlier. He said them some of the flood victims refused to be evacuated due to the distance from their houses to the PPS, as well as the fear of being infected with the COVID-19 virus at the PPS. This has prompted the Shah Alam MP, Khalid Abdul Samad, to say that the PM is blaming the flood victims. You can watch and listen to the PM's statement below. Prime Minister Ismail Sabri claims some MPs and ADUNs had gone missing during the recent flood disaster. If you want to say you didn't see my face during the floods, I was already out in the field on the very first day. On the contrary, I haven't seen anyone else. https://t.co/jrsxj9tfkiapig.twitter.com/qbw8n6wib. BFM News, at News BFM, January 20, 2022. Some of your ministers were missing too. PM's statement on the absence of the other MPs was retaliated by Port Dickson MP and the head of the opposition, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim. While he did not deny that the PM was out in the field to help, he said that some of the ministers were not present as well. Some ministers chose to perform the Umrah instead of helping the flood victims when the rakyat were dying and houses were destroyed, he explained. Anwar also said that he is not belittling the importance of performing Umrah, but he is merely highlighting priorities. Aside from that, Youth and Sports Minister, Datuk Seri Ahmad Faisal Azumu, who was in Dubai with his sons, reiterated that he immediately returned to Malaysia upon finding out about the flood situation. You can watch the video of the discussion below. Also read, politician brings his own kayak to rescue flood victims in Taman Sri Muda. Source. The Borneo Post Source. Utusan Malaysia. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.